dodge this.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the insight, human, and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high-quality nerd commentary, you got my man Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
What up, brother? It's your boy. You already know. It's me.
Gang, 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 gang. You know what I mean? And we have the greatest engineer in the entire multiverse, my man Gassy. What's up?
Yo, yo.
Gia. And you know, it's your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. Scheming Spielberg, a.k.a. 007 Hazel Eye, a.k.a. Indiana Jonesin, a.k.a. the other John Wick, nigga. We bought them candles, though. a.k.a. Jason Strahan on these AKs, a.k.a. Nicholas Rage, nigga, a.k.a. John McClane. I'm trying to claim your kids on my taxes.
Wow, going crazy.
Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast. Fellas, what's going on? What's up? How everybody feeling?
I'm all right.
Chilling.
Cooling. Today's episode should be kind of fun. We are going to talk about shit that explodes, nigga. Like, favorite action movies. You know what I mean? Before we even get into that, give me a favorite action movie trope. You know they all got one. You go back to the 90s, just give me something.
Just, like, yeah, the regular revenge. Yeah. I just really like revenge.
Yeah,
revenge,
you know when it's some revenge shit.
Favorite plot. Like it don't.
It don't
honestly,
matter.
It
once
just
it's
has
revenge.
To be revenge. It exactly. Doesn't matter what it's for.
What about you, guys? You got a favorite action movie trope? Yeah. Some shit when you know it's in there, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see that. I'm going to go see that.
Actually, I don't even know.
I like montages, too.
I'm going to tell you one of mine. The one-man army. The nigga that he goes in there, and he's taking out all the henchmen, all the floors on some Streets of Rage one-player shit. Like, by himself.
The main character for real.
Yes. And it's don't let it be a one man army coming for revenge for a dead mentor or a friend or a lover.
Or a dog.
Ooh, yeah, nigga. Like, you know it's about to be some shit. My other favorite, because it had me thinking, my other favorite is No Need to Reload, nigga. Like, if the scene means I have a Glock 9 and I have 63 shots, I got 63 motherfucking shots. No reload, nigga. Like, if that's what it calls
that's
for.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, the 90s movies had a lot of them shits. Another great one. Driving without training. Doesn't matter what it is. Speedboat. Plane.
True.
Helicopter.
True.
Truck. Tank. It doesn't
fucking
matter. I feel
like
maybe
my opposite, the opposite version of that is like how anytime anything goes awry, there's like one person that just knows
how to do it.
Thing. Like in the action movie, they'd be like, who can fly a plane? And this guy
I trained
like,
my whole life.
I trained for 5 years the last 5 years flying a plane. I can fly this plane. That's like my favorite thing.
I got two more favorites. Easy low-hanging fruit. If you show me a commercial and Tom Cruise is running, fuck it, I'm in.
Yeah, he be running. That nigga never tires.
Son, this nigga's always running. And one of my favorite underrated movie action hero tropes is invincible furniture, nigga. Like, if you're a one-man army and you duck behind, like, a table that's, like, fold over and they shoot everything in that room, that table is the one thing that will never have bullets
that's
in
true.
It, my nigga.
That's very true.
That's a top trope for me. Now, I mean, it don't matter who it is. They sit there, two guns up, and as soon as you run out of bullets, it's over for you, boy. Like, this thing is about to go crazy. Know what I mean? Honestly, I think we forgot probably the number one fucking action movie trope, nigga. Like, when some shit explodes and they don't look back and niggas just keep walking.
They don't,
I mean?
Like, fly forward.
No.
Nope. No debris
nope.
hits them.
Nothing.
It's
niggas
lit.
Just walk,
nigga,
son.
Just walk away from fire, nigga. It's fine. All
yes.
the pressure is not going to do shit
nothing,
to us, nigga.
Nigga. Like, my 10 toes down,
moment.
Nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Niggas don't got no type of, like, air puncture in, like, from the explosion sound and the sonic
shit don't
wave.
Count in that moment,
that's
son.
That's hot.
Number one trope. All right, so, of course, we're talking movies. Give me some of your favorites of all time. It don't matter. It could be new,
the night,
old.
The Night Come For Us. That's like a karate flick on Netflix. That
one of the greatest fucking action movies of all time. Shout out to my son, Toslim, son.
Yeah, he went fucking nuts in that movie. All the IP mans are good. I don't care what nobody says.
Yes.
Even the spinoffs.
Yes.
John Wick series, of course. If we went old school, Blade.
Nigga, Die Hard, nigga.
Die Hard, do go crazy. Speed, nigga.
Speed. You know what's
hard? Shout out every Mission Impossible also,
yo,
by the way.
Honestly, one of the greatest fucking, like, it's beyond a they're like, what, up to like Mission Impossible 8 or some shit?
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know.
This nigga's still running. It's like Mission Impossible 8, and he's still running.
And that nigga's still doing his own stunts when he don't got to.
Honestly, he's the, yo, I can't imagine being a stuntman and not hating Tom Cruise. This nigga's taking money out of
your job.
Yo, he's taking food out of my mouth, my nigga. Like, are you fucking serious?
He's nuts. He's actually nuts.
Yo, honestly, another underrated transporter, nigga. Like,
yes, sir.
My nigga Jason Strahan was going nuts.
We can't say that without Fast and the Furious, nigga. Definitely.
What's without family, nigga? What are you talking about right now?
They had everybody there.
What are you talking about? Yo, old school, Indiana Jones, nigga.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Them niggas was stealing artifacts.
Transformers. Even though, you know, stereotypes galore, but, you know, still great action films.
Here's one of my favorites, and I'm going to only do it by quote. I am Caster Troy. Face Off is one of the GOATs, nigga.
Face Off goes fucking crazy. Face Off is one of the best action movies. It don't even make sense for real,
nigga.
But like, it's
explosions,
so good.
Explosions, doves, and gun food, nigga.
Niggas traded faces and was each other's height.
Yo.
And like, weight. Like, imagine that. Like, if you could trade faces with a nigga, and then you the nigga height and weight. Like, what?
It don't have
love
to make
that movie.
Sense, nigga.
Love
explosions,
that movie.
Explosions, gun foo, nigga.
Love that movie.
Another top movie, Gladiator, nigga.
Yeah, Gladiator.
Are you not entertained? You not fucking entertained,
Gladiator,
my nigga.
Do crazy. 1914 goes fucking crazy.
Yes, yes.
That's like a
those
war
continuous
film.
Scenes.
War films kind of go something crazy, but I'm be like, I'll be watching like martial arts films a lot. Like The Protector goes crazy.
Yo.
Ung Bak goes crazy.
Don't fuck with that nigga's elephant, my nigga.
The One with Jet Li go crazy.
Yes.
All Jackie Chan movies. Every single one. Rumble in the Bronx, all of them.
Ung Bak, Ip Man. You didn't use.
I said Ip Man.
Yeah, he said
Ip Man. Yeah, I said every Ip Man movie is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah, I'll make sure, you know.
Yeah, facts.
Blood and Bones.
Blood and Bones.
Let's keep it going, you know.
Keep going. Niggas didn't say Kill Bill.
Black Dynamite. Kill Bill, definitely.
Oh, the Bourne series, niggas.
Yeah, absolutely. Shaky Cam Gods.
Yeah, them Shaky niggas started Cam that Gods. Shit, nigga.
Big facts,
Terminator.
Batfleck in the warehouse.
That's an action movie.
That's an action movie
by itself, nigga.
Just him in the warehouse.
Let me see what I... Prey. Recently,
Prey
is good as fuck.
Predators too. The Predator movies go crazy. Even though Predators is down 100 to Earth,
yo,
like anytime they come to Earth, we you smoke them. But
nigga,
that's beyond
she
the
killed
point.
Them on her first day. She was Uzi. This is my third day
that's
out.
That's real shit.
Baby Driver, nigga. Niggas don't talk about that movie, but he was going crazy in that car.
Yeah, Baby Driver did go crazy.
He was going
nuts. That guy's a creep though.
Yeah, he is.
We don't talk
is.
About him, but that's 300, a good movie. Jamie Foxx went crazy.
300.
I like Day Shift.
Day
Shift a lot.
Honestly, Jamie Foxx is a good actor, man.
He
is. We know that.
We all know that. He is.
If honestly, you say different, you a fucking bitch.
I feel like he just won because he had Megan Good as his wife, my nigga. Like,
yeah, also.
Are you fucking
5
serious?
Out of 5 movie because of Megan Good.
Facts, son. Like, that shit was good. Looper. I enjoyed Looper.
Looper
was
pretty dope.
Yeah. What's that shit called? Edge of Tomorrow? With Tom Cruise, where he was like traveling through time
and
shit, some shit like that.
Good.
That was good. Ooh, classic. Bloodsport, nigga. You fucking kidding me with my son John Claude?
Bloodsport did go crazy.
When he started, he lost his eye. He lost his sight.
Yeah,
he did the scream, nigga.
Yeah. Conan the Barbarian.
Ooh, we talking Arnold crazy. Now. Classic Arnold shit.
What's a jail fight movie?
Jail fight movie. Wasn't
Which
that Blood and Bones?
About Blood and Bones.
Not Blood and Bones.
Was
that,
it with
that was
Michael,
not Blood and Bone?
Was it with
John White?
Bone Collector?
Who
was in it?
It was some Russian guy.
Russian guy.
Oh, you talking about...
And it was a couple different ones.
There's different ones, and Michael J. White isn't one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Never Back Down. Never Back Down.
Nah, not Never Back Down. Never Back Down is not a jail one.
Isn't it Bone? It's not Bone Collector?
Is it? But, okay.
Oh, niggas forgot a major one, my nigga. Ninja Assassin. That final fight scene with the grandfather, he was just disappearing like a shadow and shit. All the Ninja Assassin was insane. That's one of my favorites.
Ninja Assassin did go crazy.
The Villainous, I don't know if you've seen that. That was on Hulu for a while.
Undisputed.
Undisputed. Yeah, okay, right. okay. Villainous was mad fire because it was like The Night Comes for Us, but with a female protagonist. That shit was hard.
The Raid?
Yes, nigga. Both raids, nigga. Rush Hour. Classic.
Yeah, big facts.
If we talking about like some old white men, The Fugitive in Air Force One, nigga. Get off my plane!
Yo, dead ass.
Harrison Ford wasn't taking nobody's shit, son. Let me see what else I got. The Django. Undisputed, nigga.
Django. Yeah, Undisputed was mad good.
It was mad fucking good, son.
Undisputed was mad fucking good.
Let me see what else I got.
Spawn, nigga.
Woo, yeah.
Spawn was fucking crazy.
Hell yeah. We saw fucking Northman, nigga. The fight scenes in Northman was nuts. Were
fucking nuts.
Them fight scenes was crazy.
Shout out the old Incredible Hulk movie, because he was going fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy.
That's true.
The old Incredible Hulk
movie. Another movie niggas don't talk too much about, Kate and Gunpowder Milkshake. Gunpowder Milkshake was
Gunpowder Milkshake is fucking hard.
Yo. Them scenes in that movie, son.
Yeah, they was going crazy.
They was going fucking
nuts. Oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
The GOAT movie of the year. Let's be very clear.
They was fucking fighting in that shit. Let's go
very clear about my boo Michelle Yeoh.
Great action. I'll even put Shang-Chi in there with the action. Nigga.
Yes, it definitely.
It was going fucking crazy.
Fucking definitely. Let me see what else I got. 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman. Surprisingly, really good movie.
Almost every movie with Bruce Lee.
Yes. Oh, Wrath of Man, nigga.
Yeah, Wrath of Man.
Nobody.
Nobody is amazing. Nigga. My son Saul.
Yes. The bus scene, nigga.
Nobody was amazing.
That nigga went crazy on that bus scene by himself.
That's
son.
Like my favorite movie of that year.
Yo, insane. You know what I saw recently? That was actually really good. Way better than the original. And I guess you can count it because of the effects and practical effects got better. Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, that shit was hard, really, son. Really good.
I was watching that shit like, whoa. Like, it's like they took everything they did in the original and just made it way fucking better. Because they had the budget. They got Tom Cruise crazy ass willing to jump into a fucking plane. And just the stunts and shit that they were doing were like way better. Like, they updated that shit.
I know,
like,
that shit honestly, looked hard.
Maverick, that's the one right there.
That shit look hard.
Fun movie, Army of the Dead.
Oh yeah.
You turn your brain off. Movie. There was fucking
and the Dieter shit too.
Yeah. Like robot zombies and shit in there. Like Zack Snyder was
and
just like
shit, what was it? Thieves of the Dead or Army of Thieves.
Yeah,
that shit was cool too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yo, Inception, nigga.
Inception,
One of the
Tenet too.
Woo. Yeah, Tenet was good. You know what's mad underrated when niggas talking about like shit like this? And I feel like when it comes to the topic of trilogies, it's probably one of the most underrated trilogies because none of the movies were weak. The new Planet of the Apes series, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, going crazy. Those three movies are fire.
Yeah, none of them shit's weak. You know what movies is like ass, but not ass?
What's up?
The Resident Evils. Like the old ones.
Yo, they're old
campy,
ones?
They're campy, but
the
they're
first
good.
One,
they're
the first one go hard. I'm not even going to play
ass,
with
it's ass, but it's not ass.
The first one?
It's a bad movie,
but it's a good
The effects are bad. Can I say that?
Yeah.
The editing is horrible.
It's horrible.
But it's a good, it's cool.
But the
that's
movie itself, the
ass.
Writing and stuff like that,
it's
a good movie.
But it's not ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a good
movie. It's just from back in the day, everyone just edited like how they do drill music videos nowadays. So like it was like
comparison.
This is hot. Like we just gonna throw a quick flat with a noise and like mad weird filters. And that was like the movies back. You know what else was a movie that kinda ass, but it's not really ass? Underworld. I enjoyed the Underworld movies.
Kate Blanket.
Like those shits was kinda
ass,
but they wasn't ass.
But they were good. They were good ass.
I fucked with it.
It was, I'll rank it around the Resident Evil
series. Oh, like, Evil Dead. I really Evil like Dead. The Evil Dead series. Yeah. Even though people don't like the Evil Dead series.
I
liked
it because I accept it for what it is. It's campy and it's meant to be campy. So going in knowing that, I enjoy that shit.
True.
Let me see what else I got. You know what's a really fucked up movie, but it's really fucking good? Battle Royale, nigga.
Yeah,
where they had all them up. Fucking
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, that shit fucked up. I've definitely seen that movie, though.
You never seen Battle Royale?
No, I said I definitely seen that movie.
Oh, I was about to say, like, nah, you
absolutely. I read the manga too.
Fucking great, nigga.
That shit nuts.
It's basically like a hardcore version to me of Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's like the Belco experiment.
Yes.
Experiment.
Yes. That shit was good too, son. Let me see what else I got. I enjoyed it.
Upgrade. I liked Upgrade.
Ooh, yeah. Crank.
Crank.
Crank is a great one.
Hardcore Henry was nuts, but I definitely enjoyed it for the first time that I watched it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's a great movie? And I already feel like I know what your reaction is going to be because we talked about this. We never did an episode, but we talked about it. Godzilla versus Kong, nigga. Put him in the dirt, nigga.
Yeah, that shit was hard. That shit was hard. Nah, that shit was hard. That shit was dead hard. That shit was dead hard.
My son put his foot on his chest and yelled at that nigga.
Quick question, has nothing to do with the conversation we have going on right now. Would you watch a live action version of Berserk?
Yes.
Okay, just throwing a question out there.
If they went in the way the anime goes,
you know what's crazy?
Yes.
Hmm? Berserk is actually weirdly enough, one of the more realistic
It might be the easiest to transition over.
The only hard parts is when the demon shit happens.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But I feel like,
but the beginning story is mad easy to do.
Yeah,
they can kind of do it easy. You know, like how they have the kingdom.
Game
shit?
Of Thrones you know is mean? My best king. What are you saying?
They have the kingdom anime live action, and that shit is actually okay. Have you ever watched it?
I don't think I watched.
They have on Netflix. They have live action Kingdom, like the anime Kingdom.
I might have watched it, but
and it's actually because it's like one of the more realistic. Stories in like anime, like history.
I have to go back and see if I watch
it.
I'm
like, you know what else they could kind of do, but I don't know how they would be able to do this because we just watched the Norman Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga would also be a possible.
You know how I feel about that shit.
It's good, bro.
I only said Berserk because I think Game of Thrones is probably the closest thing to it.
But the problem with it is.
It go too far?
Nah, my expectations on live action anime after because you know what it is? It seems like an easy layup, but so did Cowboy Bebop. You know what I'm saying? Like it feels like it's easy and these things.
It gotta be savage.
And they just
Berserk would have to be so savage. I only say it's different from Cowboy Bebop because Cowboy Bebop is in the future. And they have ships and shit.
But like, see, but that wasn't the problem with it though. It was like vicious and shit. Like landing the character.
It was just also they tried to make it just like the writing, which doesn't work.
Exactly.
But Berserk is different because the writing can translate to live action.
Yes, it can. It's very realistic. It's just,
but I do get what you're saying.
My
I do
trust
get what you're
in
saying.
The adaptation of that into live action.
But I think that's
I know it can be done.
I think that's a good idea though.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If
I just
they
feel
could.
Like you gotta get
but
the right
also,
people. Like, that's
you can't
about that.
Diss my boy. You cannot diss Miura.
Don't have Guts looking
like,
crazy.
R.I.P. Miura, you can't fuck that up. Like,
don't
if you
have,
do
all
pick
I
that
said
up.
Is just don't have my son.
It'll
Guts
be bad.
Crazy. I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah. It gotta be savage. That's all I care about. It gotta be
so
vile
Netflix,
and
I don't think,
crazy.
I don't think
Netflix
is gonna put that. Maybe Hulu.
Maybe HBO could do it if they even existed anymore. Yeah.
And I don't think this Discovery Plus is going to do that. My nigga.
Yeah, true.
They're not putting that next to
but
HGTV.
That's a good idea.
But
opinion,
I agree.
I feel like
I
it's one
know
of the easier ones that they could like pull off.
Yeah, I just don't know who would do
just
it.
Just curious.
Yeah, I like that. That just kind of made me think Alita Battle Angel, nigga. That
yeah,
shit was hard.
That shit was all right. I like
that
shit.
I really like that a lot. I felt
Kung Fu Panda, nigga.
Ooh, now
we talking
Grace,
some real shit now.
If we doing that 3D shit, I really enjoyed Ready Player One, son. I thought that
was
really good.
Pretty cool. Ready for that was pretty cool.
Oh, classic westerns. 310 to Yuma, my nigga. That's one of my favorite westerns of like all time. That shit was a modern western, and that shit was hard as fuck. Probably one of the best.
The Harder They Fall.
Oh yeah,
on Netflix. That shit went crazy with the black people. That shit go crazy.
You know how we felt about Black Cowboys. That shit was hard.
That shit go crazy.
Yes. You can throw in Mad Max Fury Road.
You can't throw in Mad Max because my boy Tom Hardy went crazy.
Yeah. You could definitely have that on that
Mad
list.
Mad Max went crazy.
I want to have a conversation about Jurassic Park. I need niggas to...
Nah, that shit needs to die.
it needs to stay Jurassic.
It needs to die. No, it needs to die. They don't need to drop no more. That's like, honestly, I need. We got enough dinosaurs.
I don't want no more. Like, I don't know.
Right now, I need a savage Jurassic Park. I need it as dark as possible.
Nigga said,
everything
got to be taking on this ride with me. Let me throw guts in the Jurassic Park world.
Yeah.
Honestly, we need
a nigga with a giant sword.
Yo, but seriously, if we seen
Monster Hunter, nigga.
If we watch, Jurassic Park, and niggas really getting ate up by motherfucking dinosaurs, and you really seen that shit,
yeah, but they turned it into the nostalgia factor. That's for real.
Exactly.
Like, it's really that's just all it is.
Bro, that like, last one was ass, bro.
It
like,
was horrible.
Honestly.
And they like, had too many people for it to be
oh
that
oh my
ass.
God. Like, they had the Avengers of Jurassic Park and it was ass, bro. You brought all the fucking characters back and it was ass. We need to just let the dinosaur shit go. It's not popping no more. Okay. They don't care. Son.
Going around in a circle just because, you know, we don't want to make this too long. Going around in a circle.
What's up?
One action franchise you feel like just don't need to exist no more. And then one action franchise that you feel like maybe they should reboot.
Ooh.
I say Spawn as the one that should be reboot.
I'm going to say
Spawn.
The one that they need to let go is obviously Jurassic Park.
I would say Jurassic Park also. That
you think they
to
need
die.
To reboot Spawn? But
I think
who was
you know they said they're talking to Jamie Foxx for being Spawn.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't want
Jamie Foxx in Spawn.
I don't want him
them.
To necessarily do Spawn. I feel like
I like Spawn, him in action roles, but not.
I love him, but I feel like the Spawn character, Al Simmons, has to go through some pain and some hurt. And I love Jamie Foxx, and I know he could be serious and go through pain and hurt, but I would rather prefer someone else.
Honestly.
But I do want Spawn to be rebooted because I really like Spawn.
To reboot, I would reboot Dredd. I like that last Dredd movie, but I feel like with the technology we have now, you find somebody young, take on, well, not too young, because he's not a young guy. Find somebody new, bring them in, and set up a fucking trilogy. Like, I feel like Dredd is
it's cool
like,
as fuck. It's,
yeah.
That
like,
movie's
that
underrated.
Be fun, son. That new, the reboot shit
yeah,
after the
shit
Stallone
was
shit was good,
as fuck.
Nigga. Like, it was violent as fuck. Talking about the violence that Gas was talking about earlier with, like, Berserk, it was violent as fuck. It felt like they didn't have like a huge budget, but they made the budget that they had work. And it was a good movie. Like, I enjoyed the fuck out of that. I feel like they should reboot that if they're gonna reboot some shit. How do you feel
what
like,
about you guys?
Yeah, give me some.
Yeah, one should end and one reboot. Jurassic Park gotta end.
That's gotta get the fuck out
yeah,
of
you,
here.
Yeah, we could honestly, say Jurassic Park please. And then a reboot.
Any series.
Yeah,
you
anything
feel like
anything
they can bring back that's action wise.
I mean, they're already doing Bleach, right?
Yeah, good.
Ooh, it could be anime too, right?
Yeah. Just give it
I home. Think, right, they should bring back Full Metal. Right? But from the second one, not the first one, from the second one.
Okay.
From Brotherhood. Yeah,
okay.
From Brotherhood. Because I feel like the storyline might, it might get even better, honestly. I don't know what happened after the fact. No one knows.
That'd be interesting. I'd be down for that.
My original answer, I actually got it back. So my original answer in anime was going to be Zatch Bell, and that shit that came back.
Yeah, but did you watch the whole Zatch Bell?
Yeah, I like Zatch
Bell. Zatch Bell is really good. It slept on, though.
I love that Zatch Bell.
It's one of those animes you got to know
about.
They
just dropped it back, and I was just like, yeah, because it's back. Yeah, sir. The manga, though, not the anime.
Okay. All right, here's a good question I was just thinking about. Death of the Action Hero. Like, do you think that shit is over with? Like, because for the most part, like, the 90s was, like, a staple where it was just, like, action movie. Like, now,
no,
it's like The Rock. Like, nah. And he's kind of just carrying that shit
that's not,
on his back.
I disagree.
Give me some. What you got?
There's way too many. Like, I feel like...
I'm talking about you niggas, too.
The like, action hero, like, that trope and a nigga that's only an action hero... Like, if you do that now, you're kind of fucking your career.
That's what I mean.
Opinion.
Like, I feel
like you
the
have to do more.
That.
You get what I'm saying? Because
you know, like,
that's fine. Then, okay, so
that's what
I agree with that.
Because, like, when you think
so, that's
when,
fine to me.
Yeah, because, like, we was talking earlier and you brought up, like, the Schwarzenegger movies.
Niggas
like,
need
that
to be,
is a
clutch. Yeah,
he's an action hero. Stallone, action
hero. Yeah, facts.
Like, these niggas, like, they took that role and was like, this is what I am. Yeah. You see a movie coming out, Nigga, it's explosions.
Good riddance, man. You know what I mean? Rest in piss to the action hero, 100%. Because, like, if you act, you act. Nigga, you can do everything.
I feel
like, if you want to be an all-around threat, be an all-around threat. I'm okay with people being specialized at specific things, because that's 100% fine. Because then there's niggas like Alexander Skarsgård and all these niggas that, like, are basically kind of trained to be either villains or, like, in an action role or in a good... But these niggas can also step out, be funny, be serious, be like back in the day, if you was like a Stallone or Schwarzenegger, you're only put in the Stallone and Schwarzenegger type situations.
So that's what I was
talking about. I'd rather that die.
I do feel like that is dead. And part of the reason why I do feel like that is dead now is because at that point in the 90s, we had action heroes and they were like superheroes. Yep. Now we just have superheroes. Like they were replaced by actual superheroes, nigga. I don't need Arnold Schwarzenegger like being a superhero. I have Ben Affleck as Batman.
But then again, how is that the death of the action star?
Because
if it's technically the action star just changed. Because now we have niggas like Robert Downey Jr. who is Iron Man. You get what I'm saying? We have niggas like Henry Cavill who is Geralt or Superman.
I will say the difference is the 90s shit wasn't IPs as it is now. You know what I'm saying? You think of Robert Downey, you think of Iron Man. You think of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
When you thought of Wesley Snipes, you thought of
Hard Blade. R.
You
get what I'm saying?
But when you thought of Blade, you thought of like Wesley Snipes. You get what I'm saying?
I still think it Wesley Snipes. That nigga better do good in that movie.
Deadass. But that shit better be good. I agree with you 100%, but I believe that it just switched over to another thing. I believe it still exists. It's just a new name, like you said. Like, it's just now niggas are superheroes.
Because I do feel like, you know, there's still some that try. Like, you get, like, Michael B. Jordan with his, what was that show he had on Amazon? It was like
Without Remorse.
Yeah. That like, you know, good. I do feel like there are people that still try. Like, Tom Hardy can still do, like, an action movie on the side. Hemsworth has Extraction on Netflix, which is fire.
He's also Thor. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying?
Like, y'all got me fucked up on that Blade statement. I can't even think right now.
I said Wesley Snipes is still Blade.
Nah, that shit better be good, man.
Nah, he's not talking about your statement.
Oh, he got me fucked up.
Marshall Ali.
Yeah.
You got him pissed.
Yeah.
No, but like I feel like there are like Yaya. I feel like he can do like an action movie that like because it feels like
niggas just more well rounded now, bro.
They are. I just feel like no one had like we don't have an IP anymore. Like you had the Schwarzeneggers that did the Terminators. You had like those type of. Not everyone's just superheroes.
I feel. Do you think he says his own last name?
He does.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's okay for him to say.
He's killing me, son.
It's okay for him to say that. My name is Arnold Schwartz. Imagine. He don't
He's just like Schwartz.
My name is Arnold Schwartz. Just call me Arnie. Just call me Arnie.
And what inspired the thought is because I just watched Uncharted recently on Netflix. And I was thinking about Tom Holland. And it's like, he's trying.
Whoa. But let me ask you a question because I didn't watch it yet.
Okay.
Did you like it?
No. Yes and no.
It was okay.
I liked the game Uncharted. Yes. And the storyline in that shit was ridiculous sometimes. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, it's not that. Let me just push you in there.
I'm just telling you it's the acting. It's really, that's all it is.
Yeah.
The storyline is still kind of intact.
Is he too young?
He's too young. It's legit.
You
like
know what my problem is with him?
He is too young.
He looks weird.
My problem with Tom, that's probably my problem. Tom Holland. Is
one, but he's not even a problem in that movie.
No, he's not a problem.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
It's still, you know,
why is Mark Wahlberg?
Sully. He's the worst Sully I've ever seen. Okay. You're gonna be tight. Don't watch it. Exactly. Don't watch it. Don't watch it because you're gonna be pissed. I was pissed.
My problem with Tom Holland is it felt like National Treasure Spider-Man. Yes. That's what I kind of got from him.
He's like Nick Cage Spider-Man.
Yes, like that's literally what it is. Like it's very hard to see him as not Spider-Man because he's taken on that role so much. Like, the only time I feel like it hasn't been like that was, I don't know if you've seen the movie Cherry. Yeah. With him being like a drug addict or whatever.
Nah, I can't front. In this movie, during a lot of the action parts, I actually didn't see him as Spider-Man. I actually see him as Nathan Drake.
I think certain people.
But he looks too young.
Certain people have that issue. I thought Harry Potter, I forgot his name, is actually
Daniel
name.
Radcliffe.
Yeah. He's a really good actor in some of the movies.
I don't think he got that problem no more.
No
he
more
did have it in the beginning.
No yes, more. He I did agree. In the beginning. It's the
he's
same
still
issue.
Harry Potter technically.
He's still Harry Potter. It's the same issue.
Exactly.
But Tom Holland, I will say
Harry's a better actor though. Just
of course. Of course. Off the rip. But again,
Tom Holland, I will say, in my opinion, I did not watch this movie and thought that he was Spider-Man. I watched this movie and thought, this nigga looks like a teenage Nathan Drake.
I seen the picture and
I thought he looks like a child. He looks like a kid. That's my problem. He just can't not look like a child.
Yeah. He looks like a kid, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I felt like it was like National Treasure though. Spider-Man. Like, he tried. Like, I'm not going to knock it. I'm just saying, like,
I'm not going to call him Spider-Man in this shit because I feel like that's disrespecting him actually trying in this movie. But
he needs a movie that takes him out of that.
Takes him completely out of that realm.
That's why I asked y'all if y'all saw Cherry, because Cherry, like, it him did, robbing yeah. banks, him doing
did
coke,
you see the devil? The devil was bugging out. Something.
I meant to see that movie. See
he's mad good in that shit.
So, like,
too.
I need him maybe not that to do action weird, movies though. Where he's like, because he's athletic. He can't help that. He's good at that. But when I see him start.
If you're doing action movies, you can't, no acrobatics.
Yeah, like, that's what
you can't help it, though.
Yeah,
no.
They made him Nathan Drake. You talking about parkour god? Like you are like for real? Like
no, I'm with you.
I get not it. Parkour god,
I'm just but it's mean, fine.
No, but like, Nathan Drake. What like, is the whole mechanics of the game?
It's parkour god.
It's parkour god.
We're not talking about that. We're talking.
I'm not calling Tom Holland parkour god. I'm saying Nathan Drake is a parkour god. We're so you have to hit.
Nigga should have got Chris Brown.
We were talking about that was good.
Yo,
we were talking about just him taking on action movie roles, period. Like, if he's gonna do a give him a gun, nigga. Like, put a gun in Tom Holland. You wanna shock me? Give this nigga an AK, nigga.
Wait,
like,
didn't but in that show they had guns. They had a lot of guns.
He did have guns.
He took like two shots, my nigga. Like, he wasn't really doing more of the acrobatic shit, and he shot like two. He didn't even
so
shoot.
So what I think is happening with them is they want Tom Holland to deadass look a little bit older. So I feel like they dropped this. They was like, people probably watched it. They probably either hated it or thought it was okay, which was most of the fans.
Open lane right? for him,
but I don't think
it's
going to do
that. And they said, I'm not talking about like, I feel like if Sony, PlayStation Studios put a lot of money into like doing this.
Yes.
So they're thinking, because of how it ended,
that's hilarious.
They're definitely like, there's going to be a second one.
That's not funny.
That is funny. They're like, yo, there's going to be a second one.
Yeah.
And I feel like in their head, they're just like, Tom look like a kid, but if we give him a little bit of time, maybe he won't look like a kid, which is wrong because that nigga always looks like that.
Always.
He just got to grow a beard a little bit, I guess, but he's still going to look like...
Give this nigga a beard. Like, let's
give him
try
a little goatee,
shit.
A stubble or something, nigga. Don't have
that
him look like a 16-year-old. Yeah,
give me the first Last of Us. Fuck this shit. What is wrong with y'all?
They are working on that.
Last of Us?
Yeah.
The first one?
With Pedro Pascal. Yes.
The first one, not the second one.
Yes, nigga, with Ellie and Pedro Pascal.
Thank you. Not the second one.
Damn, nigga, yes.
I have to be specific. I'm sorry. I have to be specific.
The second one so much?
I didn't play the Did you play the end?
Yes, it's not. It's
Colton.
Not horrible.
Colton.
Yo, all right. You know what that is?
See?
That's nostalgia.
And
that's dead ass nostalgia.
See, and
he falling for it.
This nigga
that's
said,
dead nostalgia.
I told him we was going to have a hot take and I'm going to drag us.
No, I'm not going to argue.
I left it there.
I believe it.
I told him.
But that's dead nostalgia, bro. That's why I feel like people hate it because of the... I get it.
Not even off. The story is bad, bro. The second one, the story is bad. Really, really bad.
It's
not good.
Well, let's play it.
Yeah,
you play it and then let me know for real. Because
I don't think it's the worst story. I don't think it's as bad as people say
fucking,
it is, bro.
Fucking you
people
were going to have a hot take, nigga.
Hate
I just fucking
that
knew
second
it.
Last of Us. And in my opinion, it's not as bad as people are making it out to seem.
It's bad.
Like, I know
try.
Why
come back and break the, and
niggas
break,
hate
break
it.
The,
and I'm going to just say that that's nostalgia. 100%.
All right, so let's move on.
But it makes sense.
I feel like we'll hold on to this for too long.
Yeah, good.
We talked about a lot of male action movies. I would like more women to like jump in because we talked about Gunpowder Milkshake and Kate. I feel like the shorty who played in Gunpowder Milkshake, she's young enough. She's a Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy. I feel like she could do some shit. We had Jennifer Gardner with Peppermint. I didn't list that, but that was really good. Love a revenge movie. Here's a question. Fatal 4-Way Deathmatch. I feel like I already know what y'all going to pick. Jason Bourne, John Wick, The Transporter, and Jackie Chan not wanting trouble. Who comes out?
The Wick, nigga. You can't you can't Jackie Chan bullets, nigga. The fuck? And Jason Bourne, he gonna jump off them buildings, but nigga, bullets? The fuck?
I can't lie.
And nigga, John Wick.
It's John Wick or Jason Bourne. Wow. But I think John Bullet. Wick, though. I definitely think John Wick, because I can't lie.
Yo.
Like, that nigga John Wick has, like, Like, while Jason Bourne has done, like, missions for the government, like, going in and assassinating people, John Wick's resume is fucking crazy.
Nigga is unwanted.
Not even beyond curving bullets. The nigga has destroyed organizations by himself.
But if Jackie Chan walks in and says, yo, I don't want no trouble.
Nigga, all that karates and then bullets.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. I've never seen him get touched. I've never seen a ladder stop John Wick. I've never seen silly ass moves.
Nigga going to do all like drunken fists and shit like that and get shot
up. He actually seen a nigga pull up on John Wick like Jackie Chan and get shot in the fucking face. We've seen that multiple times. So I don't know, man.
But they're not, yo, but was there furniture around? Like, I need that to be answered.
Oh, nigga gonna use furniture to block the bullets.
Nigga said, yo, if there's a ladder around, I don't know, we changing shit.
If there's a bar stool,
that's a ladder.
This nigga says, I'm
maybe if
trouble.
There's a fridge, nigga, he might wild out.
Oh, shit. All right. Danger room question. You're in a Mortal Kombat tournament. You lost, though. Mm. And Shao Kahn yells out, finish him. You have one of three people to choose from, one of four, actually, to deliver the finishing blow. And it's a kick. Michael Jai White, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Tony Jaa, or Wesley Snipes. Who's kicking the shit out of you? I purposely picked these niggas because of their kick. Who the fuck is kicking the shit out of you?
Probably Wesley Snipes.
Think carefully,
he's the oldest,
nigga.
But it's still going to hurt.
Yo.
But probably Wesley Snipes.
I want you to be sure about that.
He's still brolic as shit.
Not even
right
just
now.
That. If you look up his Wikipedia, they tell you his... This nigga is like a jujitsu black belt, five-star judo.
Michael Jai White has knocked out MMA fighters like
I'm not taking Michael Jai White. I might do my son
I'm
RVD
taking,
though.
That's what I'm saying. I might take Jean-Claude.
I'm not taking Tony Jaa.
I thought RVD might do good.
He's a Muay Thai nigga that probably
I'm
kicks
not
trees.
Taking him from him, son.
And
I'm taking Jean-Claude.
Wesley Snipes and Jean-Claude Van Damme are probably the two that
I'm
I can choose between. He gonna knock your head clean off.
Yeah,
but RVD, RVD's gonna knock your head off.
Jean-Claude. Yeah, I'm saying I'm not picking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, I am, and I'll tell you, you know why?
But I think he's a better option. I think
you know why? I know you fucked up because I pulled up both of them niggas' Wikipedia, and Wesley Snipes has all the same belts that Jean-Claude has, and he's a higher level in every single fucking one.
It don't matter,
nigga.
Jean-Claude
he will take
be
your
no,
nigga.
His kicks is way more deadly.
No, nigga.
Listen, he got yo. I'm gonna get CTE from any of these kicks, regardless, right? I don't want to get hit with a nigga who like do super. Splits.
Nigga said, look. Racially, I prefer the black man.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I'm gonna let these white people do it, it's gonna be
like a nigga that be splitting between two cars like this is gonna come and kick me so fast my head might actually slip off my
nigga,
neck.
You're already finished. Niggas
I'm already done. It's fine.
Look, we can't have white people curb stomping black people. It's
nigga,
wrong.
I gotta have Wesley knock my ass out.
If it's gonna be
that
a white
way,
person, it's Jean-Claude, nigga.
Not
he's
him.
He's got the merits, my
yo,
nigga.
My brother. My brother Wesley.
You, bro,
knock my head off the right way, my brother.
My brother.
You already know. As two black men, you already know how this gotta go.
Oh, shit. All right, so we can wrap with... just give me your three favorite action movie stars, and we can wrap this up.
Michael Jai White is probably my first favorite.
Yeah, Michael Jai White.
Yes.
I also love Donnie Yen. That's another one of my favorites.
One of my goats.
He's actually my goat. And is Michelle Yeoh? Michelle Yeoh?
Yes, nigga.
Michelle
yes,
Yeoh,
my
definitely.
Boo. Yes,
she's
put my wife
amazing.
On the list, nigga.
She's actually...
What about you guys?
Yeah, Michael Jai White would be one. He would be. I would say Jackie Chan for nostalgia purposes, right?
Yeah.
And I watch a lot of his movies, to be honest, right. Like all the old ones and shit like that.
Bullshit.
Like I watch a lot.
I mean, I gave y'all three, but I mean, you could.
And I would say Bruce Lee because I did watch a lot of his movies also.
Facts,
but I don't know.
It don't gotta be a top three.
Just
give me three that you like.
Action actors. They can be actors.
Too. It don't gotta be a top three.
It don't have to be necessarily martial
artists. People who fight. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. I was like, Okay, so it'd have to be like Michael Jai White, yeah. Jackie Chan would be up there, and then like
My dark horse is Bautista.
Bautista? That's true.
He's going fucking crazy in movies.
Yeah.
That nigga be beating the fuck out of niggas. Yeah. Yo, he beat James Bond ass in that train, nigga.
I was just about to bring that up, but go ahead. I'm gonna let him get his last one.
I'm trying to think about that last one.
All right, so why
skip me.
All right, so while he's going, Jason Statham is one of my
Statham.
Let me see. Obviously, Michael Jai White. Donnie Yen is one of my goats forever.
Of course.
Wesley Snipes in his...
Who's a bald white man?
Well, Jason Statham.
Jason
Statham?
Yeah, that's the British nigga. That
you sure?
Yeah. From Crank and from...
Okay, yep. So I might put him as my third one.
Let me see also. Just to throw names out there. Obviously, you know, your Arnolds, your Slys. Tom Cruise, just off of like, because the niggas are crazy niggas.
Did we say the Expendables as like one of the movies?
Yeah, yeah, Expendables.
We didn't, but yes, that should be listed only because like it was kind of like a action movie hero dream.
Every nigga who ever tried to be an action hero was an action hero.
Look, that first one was gold, man.
Yeah, I totally agree. Oh, you know who we forgot? You brought up 007. Daniel Craig, nigga.
Daniel Craig go crazy.
He was a wild boy as fucking 007, son. I'm going to give one more just out of fucking comedy reasons. Clint Eastwood, nigga. Clint Eastwood.
Yo, dead ass.
Clint Eastwood.
You ever seen that racist movie?
He makes fucking... action movies for niggas that be like, get off my lawn. Like,
okay, if we gonna be real funny, Tyrese, nigga, let's get it. We gotta give Tyrese his credit. One of the black action all-stars.
That nigga be jokes in real life, but in movies, he be doing his shit.
Black action all-star, Tyrese, nigga. And another two. R.I.P. DMX. Another action movie all-star, nigga.
If you really think about it.
DMX was in Karate Films. Yeah. Wildin'.
He was with Jet
Li,
Jet Li
going crazy. Yeah. And then my last one
would be
LL Cool J, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. LL Cool J was going crazy and in too deep,
nigga. Just to show love to a couple women. Obviously, my boo, Michelle Yeoh. Angelina Jolie, nigga.
My bad. One more rapper. Common. Well,
yo, Common and
Common is an action star, y'all. John Wick and Smoking Aces.
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Come on, Common be Common kind of an action. Yo, come on.
Yeah. What's my son name from Into the Badlands? That was going.
Oh yeah. He's a good one. I can't remember.
Daniel Wu, nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga, yo.
He was going crazy.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. Shout out to him. I know he was doing movies, but for that series, nigga.
Yo, deadass.
Yeah.
It was like a movie.
Deadass.
Also, shout out RZA, nigga.
Wu-Tang all day. You know what it is,
nigga. Be making his own horrible-ass karate films. Shout out my boy.
Man with the Iron Fist. Yeah, I fuck with it. We definitely got to do
Lucy Liu, nigga.
Yeah. Woo, my other boo. like, we definitely got to do, like, a martial arts movie. Yeah, so, that's fine. Nah, we were rapping. Do you have any worthies? Take us out.
Man, my worthy is probably Tyrese. Like, I really gotta give Tyrese and DMX credit for really being out here in these action films going fucking crazy. And Wesley Snipes, you know. Michael Jai White.
All the classics, nigga.
A real classic niggas. You feel me? The classic movies going crazy. We love it.
Yes. Gas, you got any worthies? Anyone you want to shout out?
That shit better be good, man.
He on your neck, Marshall.
That shit better be good. Nigga, I could have took a motherfucking animated series with Wesley Snipes and I'd have been fine with that.
He on your fucking neck.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yo. All right. My worthies. Honestly, just all the 90s movie legends, my nigga. Like, all the names. As soon as you say action movie, you know who the names are. So I ain't gotta sit here and list them. This has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. Follow us on Patreon, subscribe. You know what I mean? Gene Lannon community, shout out to them. You can find the brand on all social media sites as The Mighty Metas, and you can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis, the dirtiest, OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can find my man Colton.
The Colton Show _ _CTHECOLTONSHOW_. And the Colton Show everywhere else, you know, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter.
Word. Fuck with my boy.
Yeah. You know.
Send us on, bro.
goddamn, nobody was ever this cool with a goddamn ponytail ever in life. Me at 8 looking at Steven Seagal, fake throw. Yo, niggas.
Shout out to karate, the goat, nigga. Son. Yo, we out.